Hello and welcome to Healthy Bloomington with Dr. Andry. I'm Dr. Matt Andry, a family physician here in Bloomington. And if you're looking for a family physician, you can get a hold of us at Andry Medical Services at 812-331-8282. And we do this program every week and we talk to professionals and people in the public here in Bloomington, trying to introduce people to those who are in the healthcare industry and the resources that are available to people here in our community. And with me today again is my colleague, I will say, because we have shared a number of clients over the years, Mr. Ken Nunn of Nunn Law Office. Thank you, Ken, for coming back.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's good to be back.
Thank you. You know, one thing you've been a pillar in this community for a long time, and one thing I felt it only right to highlight is your very generous gift recently to another big part of our community, and that's IU, and the Ken Nunn's Champions Plaza as part of the new Assembly Hall reconstruction. Congratulations for that, I think, is what I say, and also thank you.
Well, you're very kind to mention that, and my feeling is that that it was so easy to give back to Indiana University because they gave me so much. They gave me an undergraduate degree, and then they gave me a law degree, and they've given me pride of being able to say I graduated from Indiana University, and it's a gift that's priceless to me. And so later in life, where I'm at now, I'm in my 48th year. It was a good thing that I had the opportunity to give back. And so how do I give back? I don't know. And then so this was one of the ways. And the other one was the rails that's in the
yes.
Assembly Hall. I did that. And I did that as much for myself as everybody else because I needed to get up and down those steps too. And so, but I see people coming to Assembly Hall and walk up and down the stairs that didn't before. But I also see 30-year-olds hanging onto the banisters.
Yep.
And it's good that they're there. And so another example of the way I feel about Indiana University, I was proud to do it. It was something that I felt good about, and I enjoy every time I get a hug for the rails. I'll average maybe 3 or 4 hugs a game.
Is that right?
People will come to me and say thank you for the rails, and I'm so flattered that they thank me, but I did it for myself as much as them, you know. I didn't want to fall down those stairs.
Well, I have to tell you, I didn't know that was your gift. I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't.
Yeah.
But I have to thank you, too, because the last game I went to, which was the Michigan State game at home at the end of the season, I almost fell down and the rail caught me.
Well, I tell
thank you.
I tell you what, what's really scary is the balconies. You're way up there. And,
yeah.
And so... But it's fun going to the games, and it is fun to have done something that really helped people. That's
absolutely
that was fun.
Well, it's a credit to you and the role you play in our community, and it's really not going to be nice for a very long time to have that memorial and for it to be recognized.
Well, you know, I came here in 62 as a student, 22 years old, and. It's just been a great 48 years. I love Bloomington.
Wow.
I love Indiana University. And I think I have a banner that runs during the basketball games that says, Ken Nunn loves IU basketball. And I do. And I've gone to most of the games that are played here at home. I love our team. I love our coach and our staff. And I think... every game we're going to win, every game. And so sometimes we don't. But you know what? Win or lose, I still enjoy being there. And I enjoy the students. I enjoy the Bloomington fans. And we're all there together cheering. And there is magic that goes on
in
that field house because we may walk out with a defeat, but we've walked out with a great time.
Amen.
What a great time to go to see a basketball game or a football game.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. We were talking off the air a bit, and you were mentioning that you're down from where I'm from. You're from Jeffersonville, and I grew up in Corydon.
Yeah, we're practically neighbors.
That's right.
And Corydon used to be our state capital.
That's right, yep.
And so I'm from the Jeffersonville-Clarksville area. River rats is mm-hmm. what they called me. I don't know if they called you, but down by the Ohio River. And so I moved from there up to Bloomington, and I love Bloomington, and never, ever, ever regret coming. I go on vacation and I always look forward to coming home. Home is Bloomington. And so it's a wonderful community. And the kids here, the students, they keep us young.
Yep.
They bring a lot of energy and a lot of intelligence and high standards. And it's fun to be around people like that. And we have some great citizens here that are not students, but they are hardworking and certainly a credit to our community.
Sure makes it it's got to be one of the most unique places in the country to be.
My favorite. I've been all over the country. This is where I want to be home. I've never been tempted to move someplace else. Never, never, never.
Wow. Well, you know, one question I did have for you, you know, you have an amazing practice and a great breadth, the number of people that you have treated and have helped get through their occurrences and experiences is tremendous. When you began practice, did you envision it being the thing that it is today?
No, I have 92 employees, 17 lawyers.
Wow.
And I've handled over 25,000 cases. And I wish I could say to you that I'd planned all this. It just happened. There was a day I needed another lawyer, so I brought another lawyer on board. Then business increased. I needed another lawyer and another employee. I tell you what the secret is, if I have to share my secret, is you hire people that are really very smart, very good, they put their heart and soul in the case, and they make me look good. And so if my success in this community has to be credited to anybody, I would say it has to be credited to my staff and to my lawyers that I have here and my family. They are the ones that have made us what we are.
And they sacrifice a lot for us to be able to interact with the community, the amount of time that it takes and effort.
Yeah, oh, I agree, yeah. And so my attorneys, I had a friend recently tell me, he's a lawyer friend now, okay, and so he says, Ken, I'm your friend, but I just want you to know something. And I said, well, what is it? And he says, you're not the smartest lawyer in Bloomington. And I said, well, I know that. And he says, in fact, Ken, you're not even the smartest lawyer in your building. And I said, yeah, okay. There's a compliment coming somewhere. Yeah. So he says, but you are the most organized lawyer I know. Hmm. And so that is my strength, is that I am organized. And so I'll work a little harder, a little longer, and I make up for the comment that my good friend said, and he wasn't putting me down. He was telling me the truth. I knew I wasn't the smartest, and so, but whether you're a high school student or a college student or whatever, you just work a little harder. You'll get promotions. You work a little harder. You'll get through school, and so maybe you got a friend that can do it in half the time. He gets an A. You get a B. So what? You've worked hard, and that's what it's all about.
Yep, you bet. Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the things in my practice that I've had a tough time with, and hopefully over time this gets easier. I'd like your input, actually. We've hired now, I've got two what we call care extenders, nurse practitioners, and an LPN that work in our office, and we'll see patients. But it took a long time for me to get comfortable of relinquishing that bit of control.
Oh, yeah.
To, even though they're great people and they know their stuff and all that, there's an element of interacting with a patient or a client that you take so personally that letting that go, and even when they come back and say, oh, they treated me great, it feels good, but there's an element of, gosh, I wanted to do it for you too. And letting your staff be their full selves and be the most help to a client and a patient is something you need to do, but it can be challenging.
Yeah, delegating is tough. People think it's really easy. It's not, because you become into a trance where you think, well, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that knows how to do this right. And then you find out you're not the only one. And you can get other people, and then you find out they do it better than you.
Right.
And so it's great to discover that you got good help in your office. You got good, and then you're not hesitant anymore about asking them, hey, would you do this or you do that? And so I think that's a normal thing. It's part of being young and not knowing how to delegate. And then once you do that, you multiply yourself. You become more successful. You give your clients and patients better service and better answers. You're not spread so thin. But you know, I think one of the things that I do is I return phone calls sometimes at weird times at 10 o'clock at night or Sunday afternoon, and that's really good to return phone calls, and so I have not turned that loose yet. I could have said to my staff, well, you return the phone call. Well, I do it. I return the phone call, mm-hmm. And so I find myself still doing the things I did when I first started practicing. I got on the phone and I asked my client, how can I help you tonight? What's your question? And then that is still hard to delegate that.
You know, I think that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. But you can get overwhelmed at times, and then now you have a choice between not making a phone call or mm-hmm. having one of your staff to make the phone call. And I'll choose one or the other, but I will not just skip making the phone call.
You bet.
But that's respect.
We were talking off the air as well about how much things have changed over the course of your being in practice, that moving through the whole lifespan of the fax machine.
Oh, yeah. There was a time, and everybody's gone through this, where the salesman came in and said, hey, I want to sell you a fax, and I didn't know what a fax was. And then if I bought it, I wouldn't know who to give it. None of my friends had faxes. And now technology has made faxes obsolete. But at my beginning in my practice, I started out with a card table that we had at home. And I had an empty room with a card table and four chairs. And I gave the card table to my secretary and two chairs. And then I had the other two chairs in the empty room. And so my very first client I had, and I don't know why that client chose me, but I had no furniture. And so I sat in a chair, and she sat in a chair on the other side, and it was a divorce case. And I had a yellow pad, and I just did it the old-fashioned way. I just asked a lot of questions and wrote things down, and we handled that divorce, and I won that divorce for her. She was very pleased with that.
Yeah.
But as I look back, I wonder, wouldn't you have hesitated if you went into a lawyer's office or a doctor's office and he had no furniture? Wouldn't that sort of give you a clue that he's new?
Took some courage.
Yeah. So the beginning of my practice was very slow. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would stand over to the window and just look out. Nobody to talk to.
Nobody was there.
Yeah, no one's there. No one to see me. And I just looked out. So you have to spend time doing that. But I never said, I wish I wasn't a lawyer. Never said that. I knew things would get better, and they did.
Yeah. Well, we were talking as well, as things change, laws even change on you. So I tell my patients all the time, I said, you know, in reality, you don't want me doing the same thing for you 5 years from now that I'm doing now. Otherwise, I didn't learn very much in that amount of time. And some things stay the same. We never change in terms of the fact that we care about our patients, we enjoy interacting with them and helping them solve problems. But the way in which we do that can vary greatly with time. And have you seen things change a lot over the span of your career in that way?
Yeah, as you spoke those words, I was thinking something that I say to my person that's interviewing. And I'm going to tell them, I say, I want two things from you. One, I don't want you to gossip. If you gossip, it's going to get back. It's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for the person you gossiped about. So no gossiping. Agree? Okay, you agree. The other one is you never stop learning. We're going to teach and teach and teach, and you're going to learn and learn. And so so they say, yes, I agree. So those are the people I want in my office. I don't want a gossiper, and I sure don't want a person that doesn't want to learn. And so, yes, we learn every day. Lawyers learn, doctors learn, and
that's why they call them both a practice.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you got to keep learning, or you are out of step, and it's a challenge.
Yeah,
it's a challenge, and I'm always asking lawyers around here, is this still the law? And I'm not embarrassed to ask that, because I'm about 99% sure it is the law, but I want to be 100%. And so sometimes they'll come down with some new laws, and now we gotta learn the law, and then we have to teach our staff.
Yes.
What they have to know.
Well, as I had mentioned to you before, and a lot of my patients certainly know, and a lot of people do, I've run a cash office since 2006. But that doesn't mean that I don't have to interact with insurance companies in sometimes a similar way that you do with your clients. And at times we are really, in terms of the outcome we want, at odds. They want to keep their money and we want them to spend it for the betterment of our patient and our client. And their tact, you know, you have a very successful practice. I'm pleased with where our practice is at. But we don't have the Super Bowl commercials that Allstate and State Farm
right.
and these companies do.
Yeah.
And they're very good at knowing how to keep that money. But the things that insurance companies do, again, I don't blame any company for trying to maintain profit, but it can do a detriment to the what is best for my patient and your client oftentimes. Is that still where you feel, or where oftentimes you have to do most of the work?
Yeah, I love working with insurance companies because they are my opponent. I love going to watch basketball because I know a good team is going to be on that floor. And so the insurance company puts a good team on their floor. And their job is to save money for their team. And my job is to protect my client and make sure my client is treated fairly. So there is an adversary relationship there, but I respect them. I tell my friends all the time that if I were going to start a new country, I would want to have schools and police and sewers and hospitals, and then almost like an afterthought, but it's not an afterthought, I say, and insurance companies, because insurance companies will protect the people too. They protect against fires and bad mistakes. And so my clients are sometimes victims of bad mistakes, and the insurance companies are wanting to pay what they owe, but there is where the rub comes in. They don't want to pay as much as I want.
Yeah.
And so my job is to look out and protect the client. And if I have to go to court and ask juries for help, which I've done, and we are ranked number one. I don't know if I mentioned this to you.
Please.
We're ranked number one in the state of Indiana for doing the most jury trials, and been ranked number one for 14 years in a row.
Wow.
And here's what I made this decision 15 years ago. I said, I'm going to fight insurance companies to make sure they treat my client fair, and I know they're going to fight to make sure the insurance company is treated fair. So it's like that sporting event that we talked about earlier. Two basketball teams take the floor, and each one of them are going to compete against the other one, trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no dishonor in that. And so I don't hate insurance companies, but we fight.
They're a necessary part of what we do. But your purpose and mine is to help keep them in check.
You got it. And I understand they want to give the client a little check, and I want the client to get
a
bigger
big
check. Yeah.
That's well said.
Yeah.
You know, the companies, and I loved what you said about it being an adversarial relationship, and you want them to put a good team on the floor, because that actually is what keeps you sharp.
You bet. You bet.
And keeps you learning.
Yeah. I've learned more from since I, of course, I've learned a lot since I've graduated from law school. They can just take you so far, and then once you get out, you've got to do more yourself, like you know as a doctor.
Yes.
And they just can't teach you everything. So, but the focus that I have on insurance companies is understanding them, and not being disrespectful, but fight for my clients. And my motto is never give up. And I borrowed that from a lot of coaches and famous people, so it isn't mine. But you know what? If you put your heart and soul in the case and you really want to help your client and you treat your client like family, then they'll see that, and the mm-hmm. result will be different. So yes. So protecting them and helping them is a big deal.
You know, where your name comes up often is when I'll have a patient and I have or haven't seen them recently, and maybe they were in a car wreck, and they'll say, well, you know, I got hurt and I went to the ER and I was kind of getting better, and then the insurance company came and they told me, handed me this paper and told me to sign it, and then they'd take care of the bill, and I don't know if I should sign it or not. And I always tell them, I said, I don't know how to give you advice about that. I say, but that may be a place that you want some legal advice before you give up your rights.
Yeah.
Is that appropriate to
tell
them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most lawyers will answer that question. It's a very simple question. Is it, don't sign it. it would be wise to talk about your case with a lawyer first. Now, maybe the lawyer, after talking to you, will say, yes, go ahead and sign it. And then again, maybe it's the worst decision you made. Signing something without legal advice, tricky. Now, mm-hmm. what people need to understand is these are highly trained professionals. And so...
with an agenda.
Yeah. And so I go back to basketball because I love basketball so much. Is that would I, at my age, or you at your age, be willing to take on Michael Jordan on a one-on-one? I don't think so.
No.
Or what about Cody Zeller or one of the other basketball stars? No.
Right.
I'm going to lose.
Yep.
So this is what people need to realize about insurance companies. They're up against professionals. They're not up against just high school kids or kids that just got out of high school and they're in their freshman year in college. These are people highly trained, very smart, and they're not there for you. Their job is to look out for their own employer, their insurance company. And so our clients maybe trust the insurance companies more than they should.
Yeah.
They hear the commercials, and I would say the commercials are you have to take those commercials with a grain of salt. They're not on your side. They're on their employer's side. And if they don't do a good job, they get fired.
Yep.
So that it's nothing takes minutes to find out what your rights are. And we've got them all printed out. There's 32 of them.
So, 32.
Yeah, 32 legal rights that you ought to know. And so the smarter the client is, the better off they'll be. By the way, same principle there. The smarter they know about their health and what not to eat or the diabetes.
Yes.
That's phenomenally important for them to understand.
Yes.
How to stop diabetes, how to prevent it. And there's a multitude of other problems that you can prevent just by talking to a doctor or reading about it.
Maybe you could say
get
this.
Get smart about it.
That's right. Maybe you could say this about any profession. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm very aware that I know that the two things that I can give patients that have real value is, number one, my caring.
Right.
And number two is information.
Correct.
Is I see teaching as the soul of what we try to do, is to equip them with as much information about their body and their health as we can.
I agree. I think I respect the insurance companies because they got to make a profit.
Yep.
I understand that. But I don't want them to profit at my client's expense.
I love that.
I want my clients to be treated fairly. And that's what, you know, if you ask all 14,000 lawyers in the state of Indiana, they feel the same way. But now you got to back it up.
Yeah.
And I got 14 years of track record that's backing it up.
That
and
can
so,
show it.
Yeah. And so not being afraid to fight, not being afraid to speak up, and not being afraid of the insurance companies. There's 100 of them in the state, so I'm
wow.
not worried about them. I don't know. I don't care who they are. What insurance? I don't care what insurance company there is. They're all the same.
And they have the same laws.
They got the same motive. They want to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not their job to look out for the client. It's my job.
I love that. Well, I can't believe, again, we're at the end. These okay. go so fast. How, again, patients or listeners that are taking advantage of this and they need legal help, how would they get in touch with you?
All right. Telephone number is 1-800-CALL-KEN, and it's easy to remember because it's got my name in it. and it's easy. Just call me. And I even say in my TV commercials, it's just that easy. Give me a call. And I mean that. You can call me for free and talk to me for free. And I'll help you. I believe in the golden rule. What goes around comes around. And if I can help you, it makes me feel good. That's what it's all about, really. And you reach a point in your practice, in your professional career, is that is the most important thing. Did I help somebody, and do they sleep better tonight?
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, thank you very much for being on here with me. This was both informative, and I think it'll help give people, you know, a little more insight into when it's right. Because my concern is people that need help that don't get it. And this is this I think it goes a long way to helping with that.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's my pleasure to be on the air tonight.
May have to do it again.
Is it tonight or afternoon?
This will be on and available tomorrow and for thereafter. That's perfect. But thank you.
All right.
Then thank you for joining us on Healthy Bloomington with Dr. Andree.